sounds and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Radio Rock.
What's up? This is Bam Margera here in Helsinki, Finland. I'm here with Jesse Mahiraz, a.k.a. Jess Margera of CKY, Chad I. Ginsburg from CKY, and Heroin Novak. And we came to Finland to capture Santa Claus and bring him back to Pennsylvania.
Did you guys find him?
He is on vacation in the Bahamas, so now I need to find some street bum that looks just like Santa, and hopefully he'll be shit bag wasted. I could bring him back to Pennsylvania, and he could be my Santa Claus.
True. That's pretty easy in Finland. So, who's being with you? Dude sons?
Well, right when we got here, I called up Villa. We had a few drinks. I told him, I barged in at Nostri, where he was rehearsing, and I told him what I was going to do. And he said I was crazy, and he drew a map on Hannah's belly of Finland, and we actually got it tattooed by Juho, who did his book.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and
exactly.
And he was so drunk that he was tattooing Hannah, not even looking at what he was doing, and he was dipping the ink in the wrong colors sometimes.
Awesome.
So he would dip it in red when it was supposed to be black, and it says. It has an Arctic Circle, it has Rovaniemi, it's spelled wrong. Kosamaialta ran out of ink, it says Helsinki, and maybe, Ruiz Rock, we put that in there.
On the map.
And then he washed it down with Jack Daniels.
Nice one. Let's go and listen to some rock music.
Well,
what do you want to play?
Well, Andy McCoy called me up in Tampere, and he said that, I need to take a taxi to his hotel because he hates it, and we need to move to a different hotel. So I had to, listen to him and Angela argue in 7 different languages about what the problem was. I didn't ask.
Okay, you should.
On their 18th year anniversary.
On their 18th year anniversary.
I'm happy Noah could finally meet Andy.
Yeah,
dude, we had so much in goddamn common.
Didn't you say... Your name is Novak? Well, that's Polish. You must piss in the wind.
And I didn't know what it was, but he's just such a guy.
Because you're Polish.
I know, I'm a fucking idiot, but he's such a gypsy and a scary kind of guy. If you never met him, I did not want to step on his toes. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, all right.
So Andy walks into this new hotel, which is much nicer than the one he was at, and he walks right up to the bar, and the lady is talking on the phone, and he goes... What does he go?
No talking to your husband while you're working. Make me a drink.
Dead serious. Then she comes over all fed up, and then he whispers in her ear and finishes like, bah, 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 bah. Gets his way, gets his drink.
Like he was cut off before he got his first drink.
So then he took us to the sound check for Hanoi Rocks, and that's when he gave me the CD Street Poetry, and... told me all about what it's about, and it's about
a bum that sat in front of a subway station all day long and wrote about a bunch of miserable fucks who think they're happy with paying mortgages and having wives and kids, waking up from waking up at 8, going to do 9-to-5 jobs in suit and ties, and just I'm just it's nothing but street poetry. I mean, not much to you, but it's the whole world to me.
So here we go.
Radio Rock.
day, watching you rush away. I write down what you wear and wear. Catch the train, the work just has to wait. Most of you I've learned to recognize by sight as you walk by. I write it down in rhymes about your busy lives, invisible to you, a mirror of the edges of society, rich in poverty. I'm the outsider, the observer, the outcast of work conservers. Children bet they're gorgeous, but as I read his eyes, I know he's unhappy with his greedy wife and his daily life. I've seen the gray masses, slaves to higher classes. Someday, somewhere, somehow, someone will release my book of poetry, or at least a piece. I'm the outsider, the observer, the outcast, the work conservative. Street poetry might mean nothing much to you, but it's everything to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. Yeah, I'm just reciting my street poetry. Nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. Reciting my street
action, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
We are back, Night of the Vampires. You see from the 69 eyes, me, Bam Margera, me,
that's cool,
and my buddy Bam. I'll take a licky licky, I'll tippy farts, I'll take a sniffy whippy, and I'm with Heroin Novak.
And Franz, mate, well, goddamn, Joe Franz got so shit-faced last night on the goddamn speed bullet train. He stole one of the, what would Jill be considered as on this trip?
Production manager.
He stole all the production manager's money and credit cards, and then went in the bathroom, took a picture of that, and then her dick, made her cry.
Her dick? His dick.
His dick, and made her cry as she's choking him out because she's so mad. He's laughing in her face saying, ooh, yeah, it turns me on. And then she looks at his dick, at the picture of his dick, and he's like, she's like, her whole morale changed. It's like, whoa, whose cock is that? So
they're friends again.
Yeah. They made up.
But we have about, you know what? We have like 40 people on this whole mission, and it's so funny because when you walk into a hotel with 40 people, you change the whole situation. Like,
well, you don't need nothing but no work to do that, or
well, that's why I bring him around, because he threw his morals right out the window, mm-hmm. and it makes me laugh. So if I want to pull his pants down and make him smoke a cigarette out of his asshole, it'll happen.
It just happened 3 minutes ago, actually.
Yeah, during a photo shoot.
Yeah. With the Dudesons, god damn their hell.
Noah, tell me about your new tattoo.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I keep forgetting I've gotten this tattoo. That's how shitbagged I was that night. We went to Night Train. This one guy kept wanting me to fucking dance with him. He kept insisting I dance with him. I'm like, get the fuck away from me, faggot. I only suck my friend's dick. So after cussing at him, like, he would not leave me alone. So finally, somebody, I don't know, Ben went up to get a beer or something. He found someone with a tattoo gun. He comes up, he actually ripped the whole shirt off my body. He's like, come with me. Next thing I know, we're in a coat check room in the back, and I got the fucking worst / best tattoo in the world.
It was supposed to say Baltimore Charm City Faggot, but I don't remember doing it, so I only made it to Baltimore, and I spelled it wrong. But above it, he has two gay rollerbladers naked, humping missionary style in a flower patch, with fully padded with helmets, and the one guy's holding a gay flag.
And it's so terrible, disgusting, and that it's like brilliant. That's the
exactly. Like, who gives a fuck about professional tattoos? Like, two roses. These two roses represent the day me and my wife met. Fuck that shit, man.
And it's so gay how, like, people try to say, like, hey, babe, what's that tramp stamp all about? Like, oh, I got a design on my back because it represents blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. That's a pure, full-blown tattoo. Like, real as can be.
What's funny is my whole left arm, Bam has basically decided every tattoo for my left arm. So he owns basically my left arm. My right arm is up to me. My left arm is up to how do they say it now here?
Maragrambami.
Maragrambami. My left arm is Maragrambami's arm. My right arm is Novak's arm.
Up top is gay rollerbladers fucking missionary, Baltimore, and then explain the one below it. Kat Von D came to Baltimore, and I wasn't there, but I said, well, Novak lives in Baltimore. Why don't you track him down and give him a pirate with a pipe with a hook on his arm saying, swab the deck.
Like, I'm telling people to work, and I'm the most lazy, useless motherfucker that ever met this earth.
You basically are.
I know.
Yeah.
Bam, play some music. What are you going to play?
I think we're going to have to hear Crash Diet at this point.
Cool.
Just because, I mean, this guy was, what, 21?
Around 21, yeah.
And I think the music is brilliant, but he hung himself because he couldn't figure things out.
Really?
Which makes me like it even more.
We're going hot right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Fashion.
We'll be right back.
incurable.
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
Okay. Are these kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
What's up? This is Bam, Night of the Vampires. I'm here with UC, Chad Ginsburg, and Jess from CKY and Heroin Novak. We're in Finland, and we are rocking and rolling. And we actually had way too much fun for the first 3 days that I crashed and burned on the hotel, or on the night train.
Oh, the night train was the best bar yet, man. Fuck, man. We came in red hot. Tell them about the intro.
White hot. Oh, yeah. We go to this bar. Wasted in Roving at me, and I come in like 10 seconds before Novak. He comes walking down wasted, and I run at him at full speed and rip his pants down. We fall onto a full bar of drinks, and he falls all over it. His pants go flying down. His balls and dick are hanging out. And
the tape, it's like there's like five people drinking at a nice mellow place, and all of a sudden we come in pure hell. And we knock their drinks off the table, and it ends up me and Van rolling around the floor naked, basically. They're like, get him out of our city, state, country, wherever the fuck we're at.
Just your entrance. Yeah. Just a picture, like, enjoying a nice beer, and then these two random hellions just coming, spilling drinks, and dick and balls are hanging out.
It sucks I could have come, because I was working in Italy as a bartender for 10 minutes. And then
10 minutes?
Yeah. This friend of mine owns a chain of bars and clubs all over Italy, and I started to, like, serve drinks to people, and I went to
Rome?
That was in Padova. And I was like, they drink wine, nobody drinks beer in there. And I was like, this is Vino Superiore Fantastico. And I put like extra huge glass to this guy, and he said, well, I don't think so. I was like, that's it. So we drove to Bologna, where I had my DJ set, and man, these guys drive really fucking fast in Italy, and this driver had a bottle of wine. It's like 160 miles an hour, and he's drinking, texting on his phone, and talking to another phone on a dark village road, like driving like super fast.
Did you put your seatbelt on?
Yeah, I did. I was wasted, but man, I was scared. Anyway, we got to the DJ set, which was like advertised all over the place, and promoter was like, dude, what are you doing here? Your set is on Monday, it's Saturday. I'm like, no way, it's today. So he's been promoting Monday. I'm like, fuck it, I need to search for Santa on Monday with Bam in Finland. I'll do it now. So I played like two Pantera songs, got wasted, and we wanted to drive back to where we stayed, but my driver was sleeping in the car, so we had to stay in that city. So
Chad's a Pantera fan, right?
Hell yeah, I love Pantera. Dimebag forever, man.
You can't go wrong with Pantera.
Well, we can't go wrong with CKY.
Okay, tell me about the Viva La Bands. What is it all about, and why?
Well, I have a record label called Filthy Note, and we have Veins of Gen on it, and Jess from CKY just did a album called Company Band with Neil Fallon from Clutch, and Jim from Fireball Ministry, and who else? Dave?
Jay Bone. Jason Diamond from a band called Puny Human.
Puny Human.
What a great name. Puny Human.
Yeah, and I put out these compilations and put some bonus features of like DVD stuff that people would want to see. And we actually have a tour. The last tour was CKY, Cradle of Filth, Guar, and Veins of Jenna. And this year we're working on getting the sounds and this band called the Moxie from Westchester, and everything's going good. And usually tours like that don't make money the first year, but we did. Sounds of the Underground, which is real big right now, the first 3 years they lost $300,000 the first year, then $200,000 the second year, and then the third year they actually started making money. So
nice. Sounds like the story of my life.
All right, well, let's end this on a proper note and hear 69 Eyes. This is Night of the Vampires. Bam Margera and UC and CKY with Heroin Novak. Let's hear it. Boom.
Radio Rock. We'll be right back.
got a perfect skin. Where the devil's grin. You got a perfect skin. Eyes like sin.
Thank you. Bam?
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.